There's a political element to your work, and you have an obvious interest in contentious contemporary subject matter.
Yeah.
Do you see your work as serving a journalistic function on some level?
No. I think there's an aspect of journalism which is about getting people to talk about and articulate things that they don't necessarily even know that they know. And that's what a journalist does very well. I call that the yarn event moment in my interviewing process, where you kind of go for the thing that's a little bit, you know, they don't even necessarily want to say, or they deny in themselves or in their point of view or whatever. So you are still going for those things, but my agenda is so different to a journalist. A journalist is to put on the public record those things and to sort of air the edges of the debate, whereas mine is that bigger question about the human nature and why we are what we are and why we value what we value. So I think that I use some of the techniques of a journalist. I have a great respect for journalism, but I don't think that my agenda is the same. Yes, there are similarities, because journalism is interested in the world as we see it. The best journalism exposes things about the world that we don't want to know. You know, I've been doing some interviews with journalists myself in Canberra, and they have this saying, you know, only the news that people don't want you to print is news, everything else is publicity. And I think that that's a really true thing about journalism. And I suppose in some ways in theatre, only the stuff that we don't want to face is theatre, but it's a bit of a different agenda to a journalist.
I wonder if your work serves a journalistic function in the sense of educating the audience about something that you believe in politically or socially. In a way, I feel like reading your plays, I almost trust them more than I trust anything I read about.
Yeah.
What really happened. Like, I feel like, oh, here's an actually overview from the community mouths.
Well, that's from their own mouths. That's right, yeah.
In that sense, I wonder whether you're aware of that function, or you see that as an important part of what you've created.
No, I do. But I see that as different from a journalist. I mean, a journalist is someone who does funnel that through their point of view, who acts as our kind of voyeur on the situation. Whereas what I do is try to... Yeah, I think there's a real difference between speaking for and speaking with. I mean, that's rather neat. But you know what I mean? I think that I try to privilege all the conflicting points of view, you know. But I suppose, yes, there's people who would come to... I don't think there'd be many people who hadn't heard about the South struggle, but they maybe hadn't heard the details of it, and they hadn't heard this version of it. You know, they hadn't heard the motivational version of it. They hadn't talked about...
They would trust this more than they would trust what they read in
absolutely.
For obvious reasons.
It's the voice, yeah, that's their voice. Of course they would. But, you know, journalists represent what people say, usually reasonably ethically. I mean, a good journalist.
But they usually go, I guess, for the experts that have been...
That's right. They go, if they don't go for the diversity of voices, they probably wouldn't put Marcia and Barbara talking about, you know, the rabbit toes on... I think the reason I'm so resistant is because, for instance, I'm writing a play about international students at the moment that's going to be at the National Play Festival. But when I first started looking at international students, you know, I had to try and go beyond a sort of media expose of what was wrong with migration agents. Or, you know, I suppose it has to be deeper. It has to be about the spiritual value system that's at the heart of the problem you're looking at. It can't just be the news. So I couldn't just write this expose of what was happening, how they were being fleeced and the classrooms. It needed to be bigger than that and deeper than that. So I think there's aspects of it. I think that's what we love about Verbatim is the authenticity of it. You know, we love that. We love that journalistic documentary style of it, because it is like we're addicted to authenticity now. You know, this post-colonialism, we don't want people talking for other people anymore.